The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
Morning routine. Cap and J Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out.
What a day yesterday was. The Chicago White Sox, for the first time since 2008, they come over to ESPN 1000 and they win the division.
Boom! Just like that.
Bam! Year one.
See that? That's why ESPN 1000, the White Sox, are a great match. You see that, Cap?
Take that.
They come over.
Exactly right.
Come over from the moribund WGN, and boom, look what happens. They come to
moribund. Wow.
Where they entertain the dead. And here they are here with ESPN 1000, a vibrant station. Vibrant.
So very, very cool to see that they get it done. That they are the division champs, and now they'll probably be playing in Houston in round one. And so we were on the Walk as One Chicago yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We had a great group, almost 20 walkers we raised so far. We'll find out the final numbers here next week, but it looks like right now we're at $157,000 raised for Bernie's Book Bank.
Just think about how awesome that was. I was happy to once again meet my partner at the finish line. We'll have stories about that. Nonetheless, it was great for Bernie'sBookBank.org to be able to be all over the city, all of the major venues for sports. And then, my guy, getting the job done again. Congratulations to you. Once again, Cap, you are doing God's work by being able to not only just be on the walk, but to touch so many lives, especially of the young people.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It was great to see you there. Danny, so I'm looking for my guy. We're at the finish line. He was there before us. We were a little behind schedule because we stopped at James Ward Elementary. It's one of the cool. I've gotten to cover the Bears in the NFC title game. I didn't go to the Super Bowl, but they went to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I got to be at three Blackhawks Stanley Cup wins, finals. I got to be in the Cleveland Stadium for the Cubs.
Sure.
I covered the White Sox winning the World Series. I covered six NBA championships. Like, that's like bucket list stuff.
Absolutely.
Handing out books when we walked up to that school and 200 kids are waiting outside with handmade signs. Walk is one, Bernie's, take that. I mean, it was literally one of the most emotional experiences I've ever had. And I had a mother walk up to me sobbing. We can't afford to buy books for her. She's a second grader. She waits for that Bernie's truck to show up twice a year, each semester, and gets a big bag of books, and then she trades them with her friends. You can read the ones I've read. I'll read the ones. She's like, she's addicted to reading.
Mm-hmm.
To see what it does for those kids was unbelievable.
We could talk about it on the radio, but when you have that grassroots effort of being able to go to schools, Cap, and be able to hear and see from parents and students and the need for books. We just take it for granted. Oh, you know, everyone has Wi-Fi, like running water, right? Everyone is not blessed to be able to have these things. These are things that we enjoy ourselves, but everyone does not have Wi-Fi or the ability to learn from a computer. So the books still matter. It's not old school. It's actually good to be able to have books to be able to read and learn. How else will our kids grow unless they're reading and learning?
So we did this all day yesterday. We walked, I think it was like 25.7 miles, and it was smooth as silk. That Bernie's team is amazing. The ESPN 1000 promotions team, amazing. Except for a 200 to 300-yard stretch where we hit, coming from Soldier Field, we took pictures in front of the Peyton and Halas statues.
Sure.
and did a video tweaking the mayor, just saying, yeah, this is the former home of Chicago Bears. Get ready for Arlington Heights. And now we're walking up the lakefront.
Did you pour one out for the for Soldier Field and the mayor? Exactly. Pour one out.
That's it.
Great memories here. Goodbye.
See you in Arlington Heights.
Pour one out.
Anyway, we have to cut this one little path near Ohio Street Beach. Mm-hmm. They're like, there was some of the police were amazing. We had an escort, like the first 6 miles, these two Chicago police officers, they came out and said, hey, we're here to support what you're doing, and our commanding officer wants us to make sure you get out of our district safe and healthy. They, if they're saying traffic issue, they were amazing. So we get to this one area. There's like almost 20 walkers. We lost a couple along the way. One guy was down at Fullerton on his back. He was done. And it's me.
I can't make it.
That was exactly what he did. And he was like, I'll try. I'm like, nope, you're done. We are not carrying you. You're done.
Commander, I can still go a few miles. You're done. This keeps rolling.
Good thing you weren't in the military. We'll just move on without you. You're done.
Move the drill to the other end of the field.
My God.
Oh, he was hurting.
You could tell Kaplan was a coach. Move the drill.
That's it.
Is he down? Get him some water. Next.
That's exactly what I said. Get him a bottle of water. We're out of here.
Oh, that's nice. Jesus.
So there's like a 200 to 300 yard like path along the beach. This is beautiful. The weather turned out great.
Sure.
Tracy Butler, gold star again. And all of a sudden, I hear this noise. I look up. Here comes a wave. I'm like, it's not going to reach all the way. Oh, God! It drills from just below the knee. Me, Darren Utnick, the CEO of Bernie's Book Bank, my guy Anthony from St. Anne High School, raised over $1,000, and Sam Frasco, who is the king of security.
Yes.
He's the greatest, former CPD officer. He's awesome. We get drilled. I mean drilled. Our shoes are completely soaked. And I still got like 16 miles to go. No shot.
Yes.
So I had an extra pair of shoes in my bag that was in the chase car.
Right.
Darren, where's the next place we're going to see this car? I'm hoping it's like right around the bend. He's like, sorry, bud, not till Fullerton. Walk all the way, soaking wet.
Splish, splash, splish, splash.
It was brutal.
Now, understand, I want to make sure I'm painting the picture. Cap and his crew had it tougher than the Bank of America, like marathon runners that you see downtown.
Right.
They usually get it done dry.
Dry.
But you having to go through it with wet shoes.
Oh, my God.
A little bit different than the marathon. They got, you know, they can go around the areas there. It's, you know, dry, nice dry pavement. You in the ocean.
In the ocean, walking, sandy, and here comes the wave.
Oh, man.
Drilled us. But we got to Fullerton, we cleaned up, and kept on going, and it was amazing to see the turnout. The Chicago Red Stars, shout out to them. They brought their mascot, they brought their chief business officer, and by the way, they play tomorrow in a playoff game. Support the Chicago Red Stars. That's a really good team. And we had just a lot of fun laughing along the way, listening to the White Sox game. It was amazing.
Now, outside of Horace Greeley and James Ward, who was a terrific food guy. You remember him on Channel 7. James Ward.
Yes.
He was Mr. Food. He was terrific.
Correct.
James Ward, right?
He was.
He had his own school at the elementary.
How James about Ward. That?
Outside of that, my friend, clearly the highlight has to be Go Flames! Bam!
We get to UIC.
They take care of you. My guys at UIC.
Hoodie hooked us up. UIC, we get there. There's a dozen cheerleaders. There's a bunch of different coaches, including I met their new head, or she's not new, last couple years, head women's basketball coach, the athletic director, the head of media relations, Dan Yopchik, and they got signs up everywhere. Mitchell Trubisky, Mitch sends his love from Buffalo. Take that. Where's Hoodie? Yeah. It was this like this huge sea of people, and they gave us UIC jerseys. It was awesome, man.
See?
Got to Loyola. They gave us jackets. Like, it was awesome.
See?
Ended up raising so far, we haven't got all the checks in, $157,000 for Bernie's Book Bank. An amazing, amazing day. And thank you to this station for getting behind it. The promotion. Travis Wacker.
Yes.
He walked almost the whole way with us.
Yes.
Then he had to finally get to ESPN Vega. I got to get the van, man. I got to bring it up there. But he must have done 20 miles.
Yeah. He's a walker.
He's a beast.
But see, here's the thing. That shows you a lesson, pal. It doesn't matter what you look like. Do you have it in you to do it?
Correct.
As a big guy just like me, getting the job done.
How about that?
See, so the idea that, well, these are just for people that are, hey, he's giving more fit by just walking with you.
Beast.
So that's what I'm talking about. You see, he can't walk. Yes, he can, because he's Travis Wacker.
Exactly.
And he's a beast. That's
beast.
Why.
Jessica Taylor and her staff, they were amazing. Danny, you got to hear this. So I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm exhausted. I got to get up early to go to work. And they're like, Hoodie's coming. I'm like,
all right.
Where is he? They're like, he was here. He went to get something to eat because you guys were behind schedule. All of a sudden, Danny, I'm not kidding. I call him.
All right.
He answers his phone.
Got to go to break.
And he said, no. He says, I'm somewhere in the area here. I can't be far. I look up on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. Here comes a car. On the sidewalk at Northwestern. I look, I'm like, is that you in the white car? Yes, it is. I'm like, just pull it over right there. He parks on the sidewalk where we're having the, like, reception to where everybody finished. Now we leave. He doesn't even know this part. My wife's parked, I don't know, half a mile away in the lot. We're walking, carrying all this stuff. There's a Northwestern police officer.
Oh, God.
Yes. And as we get toward him, I look back. There's a big, huge do not enter sign where he drove.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Now, just a moment now. Okay.
And my wife's like, uh-oh, Hoodie's going to get a ticket here and maybe worse. And I said, I walk up. I tap on his window. He looks up. Yeah? I said, excuse me. There's a white car that's parked up there. He's part of our charity walk that just ended here. My name's David Kaplan from ESPN 1000. We were raising money for this great charity, and he's part of the walk, and they're loading stuff into his car. Could you please not give him a ticket? No problem. We got him. Ask my wife.
I'm not aware of all this. Now, understand this. Northwestern, first of all, a huge campus, if you've ever been, right? But even when it's 7:45, 8:45 at night, I can't see where I'm supposed to be. I couldn't see where those buildings were. It's dark.
And you're on the phone with me, and I'm like, is that you driving there? Yes, it is.
Cap, I'm just going to be honest with you, as I always am. I think I drove a lot of walkways. I didn't know if there was places where you can drive. I think I was actually on a lot of places where people were supposed to walk.
Yeah.
I just thought you were supposed to drive on those things.
Danny, he's driving on the sidewalks on campus.
I didn't know.
Do you know why? Because he's Jonathan Hood. You ever see this guy by UIC? Not only can he drive on the sidewalks, he can drive in the buildings.
I didn't know, man. It was dark. Those students, man, that whole student life, like, dude, you look like animals to me. You're just like, you're just popping out of trees and everywhere. Like, they're going from one class to the other. I don't see them. I got to put the high beams on. Is that an animal or do you have books in your hand? Hold on. Oh, that's a student. Okay. I guess I was driving on the sidewalks the whole way.
Unbelievable. I have a video of his car parked there.
I was just trying to get to my guy. That's what I was trying to do. It's like, Cap, I got to get to you before you leave. I want to make sure because, again, I was there early. I didn't know that you were behind. And so I'm just looking around. I was like, there's no one here. Well, I'm going to bat 17. Went over there, got a couple of daddy sodas.
Yep.
And just waiting for my guy, waiting for Travis to tell me, like, is he there yet? All right, I'll be right there. Good. Then I couldn't see where I was going. Where Kellogg School? What was it?
I don't remember what the name of that
Kellogg
building.
Kellogg Management?
Yeah, it was a business school over there.
Dude, I don't know. That's a big campus. I know the address. Campus. I just didn't. I didn't know. And by the way, there was a parking lot there?
Yes. There was.
It was?
Yes. Mm. You went right by it.
Never saw it.
It was great.
Driving up on the sidewalk. I got to see my guy. Where is he?
It was amazing. Got great photos with Hoodie. It was awesome. So thank you to everyone that donated, everyone that listened or supported, or just even had us in your heart. You are loved. We'll get to some of your calls. White Sox fans, how excited are you today? Congrats to my partner, my brother, and all my friends who are huge Sox fans. First clinch since 2008. Your chance to celebrate. The phone lines are open for you. 312-332-3776. He's going to have a cool one. We're going to talk to you next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Runner at third. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sox win the division. They are the American League Central champions. A few hugs, but it's pretty low key right now on the field, and a lot of handshakes and hugs in the dugout.
White Sox win the division. Very, very cool. Ozzie Guillen on NBC Sports Chicago said, we've known since July it was going to happen. Chuck's like, what?
Well, listen,
from
Ozzie's standpoint, he's been there, done that. I understand that. But for me as a White Sox fan, it's a team that means the most to me in Chicago. Because I'm a Southsider, grew up 20 minutes from the ballpark, it means the world. They have my heart. Because of all the memories of going to Old Comiskey and seeing where this ball club is today. It's been a long time, Cap. You just don't take it for granted. Like, it's not like the Sox are up there every year. As a matter of fact, just to be able to do it back-to-back years would be great. To be able to be there and have sustained success, to be able to knock down a couple of championships in this window would be great. But I don't take it for granted, man. This whole thing like, oh, well, we always knew that the Sox were... No. It's a great moment yesterday. It was under unusual circumstances because it's between a doubleheader. It's the first time I've ever seen that.
Right.
But it's just cool to see the White Sox in the postseason. Everything that the Sox have gone through. Think about all the storylines that you and I have talked about. Whether or not Tony La Russa was the right guy for the job. Rick Hahn, how would he get along with Tony? The Yerminator. All the guys on the IL, the moves that were made by Rick Hahn, piecemealing this team together to win the championship. I love that. Yeah, it's been a while. Like, we've known for a while the Sox are going to win, but to see it happen, to see the guys celebrate, really cool.
Really, really cool. Got to be happy for them. 312-332-3776. How excited are you? Can they beat the Houston Astros? Let's go to the phones. Vicky in North Aurora is first. Hey, Vic, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, Hoodie, congrats on your team. As a diehard Cub fan, I am very much so looking forward to watching the White Sox play in the postseason and get very far.
Thank you, Vic.
So, Cap, just curious, because I really wanted to do the walk with you yesterday, but I'm out of town this week. How many steps did you put in?
49,690. I'm looking at the picture of my Apple Watch. I took it before bed last night.
Okay, cool. I just want to know because I want to start training for the next one.
There you go. Get ready for 50,000 steps next year.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Take care. Have a great weekend,
you
guys.
You too.
Bye.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you,
Vic.
There you go.
49,000. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, they had idiots tweeting at me. Dude, why didn't you go back outside the house and walk around the block to get to 50,000? I don't need that redemption. What I saw yesterday was enough.
But you know why? You know why you don't need to do that? Because if you would have done that, why don't you do like 51,000?
Exactly.
Dope.
Exactly. Dope.
Yeah. The guy has walked enough and for a great cause. Did you walk for a great cause today? Did you? Okay, then.
Take that.
So that's the whole point of that.
Right.
You did what was right.
How many steps are you going to get in today?
Two.
Two?
Really?
What do you mean two? That's not going to work.
You got to get right back on the horse, Cap. What are you doing? You ever hear of active recovery? You can't lay on the couch all day.
Yeah, it's called the bong.
No. Oh, nice. How 2 feet? 2.5 feet?
I don't have one.
Don't lie. You said it on the air. Now you have to admit it. You got a bong.
I do not.
I know you do. You've put ice in it before. You've told me before. One time you told me how you spilled that bong water on the carpet and you had to get rid of the carpet.
That was in college.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago.
No,
you are such a liar.
Danny, ask my wife. I do not own one.
You know we've been over this. Anytime you say ask my wife, there's like, Hoodie, there's a pact between him and Mindy.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Where he says ask my wife, and anything you ask her, she just knows to say whatever Dave said is right.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly right.
No. Do I have a little... pipe? Yes. Oh, a bong? No.
You have a little pipe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got it as a gift.
As long as you're happy with it.
But what do you smoke out of?
As long as you're happy with it, pal. Nothing wrong with that, Cap.
Wow. Yeah, my body's a little beaten up today.
You know, it's interesting in this era now, in this part of your career, part of your life, how you're so open with the drug use. I mean, just turn the clock back just a few years. You're a GN. I hit the bong last night. Boom. David, could you come into the office for a minute? What did I say? You were talking about the marijuana pills. I don't think that's right. How about a suspension? Maybe some time off? Rehab? We have a program here at WGN that maybe you want to look into. I don't need a program. I hit the bomb. That wouldn't happen at you. Now, this part of your life now, walk is one. I smoke weed. I love it. This is great. Flower, take that. But just a few blocks away from here, that wouldn't be tolerated at all. And you know it's true. The guy on Sports Central hits the bong.
Can we talk to you? Wait, I got to get this bet in first on my app.
Dude, that would, just a few blocks from here, it would not be tolerated.
No.
I bet on sports, and I hit the bong, and I love flour. Take that. Like that. No way. That just shows you how things have changed, man. We feel that it's a little bit inappropriate for you to talk about your drug use here on 720. It's like, why are you here, Milt Rosenberg? Are you looking down at me? Why is everyone looking at me? I find that amazing. Amazing how things have changed just from like 10 years ago.
How about the tattoos?
We feel that the tattoos are a little bit aggressive for here for GN.
Could you wear long sleeves to work from now?
What do you mean? I'm on the radio. People walk by the Michigan State. They walk by the window and see. We don't want to have a bad impression. Like, what do you mean? Bob Collins doesn't have that. Take that.
Exactly.
Why can't I be? I want to be me, man. That wouldn't work. We're going to replace you. Goodbye. What do you mean? Thank you. What do you mean I'm fired? I do drugs. Nothing wrong with that. Take that. Take that's a little aggressive here for WGN.
Wow. Yes.
A little aggressive.
Can we stop the take that?
Could you just tone it down? We are the home of the Cubs, you know.
Correct. And the voice of Chicago.
Yes. That's right. That wouldn't work for the voice of Chicago.
No.
The little bird on the cartoon.
Exactly.
He wouldn't like that. The voice of Chicago would like for you to not kind of tone things down.
Correct.
What do you mean? Listen, man. I'm going to take a couple of hits, and I'm going to be great. Take that. Yo, let's go.
We're out of here.
I mean, there's no way, right? Tell the truth.
Set your little GPS, Yosh. 190 North State. Here we go.
That's right. Like, think about it, Cap. If you're talking about all this stuff on the old show, you'd be pulled off.
No shot.
I'm just telling you. They wouldn't allow that.
No.
We were thinking maybe Jim Memolo could be able to step in. He will tone it down for us.
The Randy Minkoff still available.
Minkoff? Hey, I'm just being me, man. You can take that. Voice of Chicago would like me to tone it down.
Correct.
Please, let's not do that. We're affiliated with WGN.
Talk more Cubs.
Yes.
They're horrible. Doesn't matter. That's our property.
The wild child that's here today, I tell you what. You could have done that back then.
No shot.
No shot.
No shot. Space, what's up, man?
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, guys?
What's up, dog?
Okay, Space. Okay, give me an idea.
Hey, first and foremost, Cap, man, you're an inspiration, buddy. Way to go, man. All those steps, I'm going to be like you when I grow up, man.
Appreciate you.
Congrats awesome. On that.
You're the man.
Yes, sir. And Hoodie.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's been a long, 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 long time coming.
Oh.
But I knew a change would come.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yes. Preach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my
long
goodness.
Long time coming for us Sox fans, man. We clinched. Time for the playoffs. Take us to the sip, man. We're going to the sip.
That's right, man.
Space,
here we go.
You're awesome, man.
He is ready. We're all ready. It's because he's right. It's been a long time, right? Long time between
long
losses.
Time.
Bam, right into the playoffs.
Yes,
So happy.
Yes, sir. But we going for the playoffs, though. We going for the ship. We going for the title, man. We got a team that's ready. We going for the title. It's do or die with us right now, man. It's time. It's our time.
Let's go. Let's do it, man. Absolutely.
Hey, we didn't come for a haircut. Came for jewelry. Let's get it on.
Yes, sir. Just like that. Just like that, Cap. Absolutely.
You have a great weekend, man.
Yes, sir. Will do. You do the same, fellas.
Appreciate you. There he is, our guy Space in Plainfield.
Dude, we get the Sox in the playoffs back-to-back years.
How cool is that? First time in the history of the franchise.
Never happened. See? So you're headed in the right direction. Let's get this done while La Russa is still lucid and knows what's going on. He can't do this when he's 85, 90. Let's do it while he's still around and helping the ball club out.
And speaking of Tony...
Tony La Russa.
Jerry spoke yesterday, dude.
Oh. He doesn't speak very often.
And in years.
Not long form, you know.
He did long form yesterday. We'll tell you what Jerry had to say. Might even hear from him.
Oh, boy.
That's next. College football fans, after an off season that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back. And so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again, the season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole-tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Whipping all night.
Ryder Cup this weekend kicks off today. Up at Whistling Straits.
How come we're not doing a remote from there?
Talk to Mike, man. That we ought to be up there.
Kohler, Wisconsin, right? Is that where it is?
Kohler, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That is exactly correct. And then you got Notre Dame against Wisconsin tomorrow.
Dude.
So we were at Soldier Field doing part of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Game day is there. Game ain't even on ESPN. It's on Fox.
Right.
Game day's like, yeah, we go wherever we want. There's a good article in the Sun-Times about that. Yeah, whatever.
Tyler, what's the spot where Bleck and Abdallah are going to be? Because they're going to be right in the shadows of Soldier Field for Chicago's college tailgate between 9 and 11 leading into that game.
Yeah, they're going to be at Flo and Santos in the South Loop. And like you said, special time tomorrow, 9 to 11. Usually 11 to 1, but tomorrow is 9 to 11 for Chicago's college tailgate.
I'm happy for those guys that they'll be able to be there right before the game, 9 to 11. Stop by. If you're going to go to the game, stop by and see Bleck and Abdallah at that location in the South Loop. That's really cool.
So we had one of the guys on the walk was the leprechaun in college.
Oh.
He was the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to chop it up with him.
Johnny Romano is walking with us today, and he was actually the leprechaun at Notre Dame. Dude, didn't you want to go to, like, a really good school?
That's why I chose Notre Dame. Top of the list.
You know I root against Notre Dame football. I hope they never score again.
That's what I heard in the last about 30 seconds, but, again, no one's perfect. I'd agree with you that we'd both be wrong.
Exactly. Hey, Wisconsin by, what, 30 on Saturday?
I took Notre Dame's underdogs, which is insane, so I hammered that money line.
God bless you. Good luck. Hey, thanks for participating,
hey,
man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
That guy was the freaking leprechaun. He shows up on the walk, and he's like, yeah, I'm walking with you guys. I raised money. What?
That's right.
I'm like, oh, who are you? Johnny Romano. I'm like, oh. He said, are you rooting for Notre Dame tomorrow? It's like the first thing out of his mouth. I said, no, I hope they get beat 96 to nothing. He's like, what? I was the leprechaun. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I was the dude in the little suit.
You're not supposed to say that.
What?
I'm not supposed to say
mascots get very upset when you have this conversation.
Well, no, he said it's they don't have a hat on.
It doesn't matter. They're still trying to portray that that's a real leprechaun.
By the way, Danny, on this Friday, I don't know why you're holding the Sox fans' calls back. They're ringing off the hook, but we don't have any Sox fans.
Slow your roll, president of the Sox fan club. So far, my tally, we've had more calls from people wanting to chat with Cap about the walk than White Sox fans wanting to celebrate. I mean, honestly, you clinched in a division for the first time since 2008. And Sox fans don't even want to talk about it. You don't deserve this division, Hoodrow.
Well, I don't agree with that. I see the lines lining up, but I don't see any Sox calls on here. So if you're a White Sox fan, call in now. I've got the phone in front of me. Call in because Dave's been holding your calls back.
I'm not holding anything back. I'm begging them to call. If the Cubs clinch today, that's all we would be talking about. Not hearing from the leprechaun.
Danny, well said. You see, there's a dude out here from Ameritech. He's bringing in extra lines to talk about the Cubs' impending offseason.
If the Bears' schedule for 2022 came out today, we'd have full phone lines. The Sox clinched the division. Everyone's still sleeping. And don't call. Sox fans have to work. I get that a lot when I talk trash.
I gotta take my kid to school. What's the problem? So we'll see. Well, I'll tell you this. You were talking about Jerry Reinsdorf, and I know that Jerry had some things to say about the White Sox, right?
He did, so I want to tell you some of the comments Jerry made. He spoke to a pool reporter that got a chance. He hasn't spoken to the media in the last guy to talk to him, Chuck Garfine, did a sit down with Jerry.
So he spoke by the pool, and what did Jerry say?
To what's called a pool reporter, and he delivers all the quotes to everybody.
Oh.
Not at a pool. A pool reporter.
A couple of Mai Tais, please. Let's sit by the pool and talk. It's a decent day. It is not bad. Give me the windbreaker.
Chairman Jerry Reinsdorf, I'm reading from Daryl Van Scowen's article in the Sun-Times,
yes,
was disappointed when the White Sox settled for a wild card berth last season when their contention window finally opened after a painful but necessary rebuild. Through a pool reporter Thursday, Reinsdorf talked to Chicago media for the first time in years after the Sox clinched the AL Central, beating Cleveland in game 1 of the doubleheader. First of all, there's a myth they had to talk me into the rebuild, he said, of the process orchestrated by general manager Rick Hahn and vice president Kenny Williams. I wanted to do it just as much as they wanted to do it. It was an easy decision because we were going to be caught in mediocrity, and that's no fun. Going through it, it was painful to watch our team lose 96 games in 2017 and 100 more in 2018. But I always knew we had a plan. And we were working our plan, and ultimately, the plan was going to work. And the plan is to win multiple World Series titles, Reinsdorf said. Mm-hmm. It won't be easy. The real plan is we want to be competitive year after year, Reinsdorf said. It's very hard to win one title, let alone multiple titles. I just want us to be playing meaningful games every October. Reinsdorf was also criticized when he hired 76-year-old manager Tony La Russa, his friend, whom then GM Ken Harrelson fired in 1986. But Reinsdorf said La Russa's gift for handling pitching is what the Sox needed. Quote, I absolutely felt he was the best guy for the job. I never had any doubt in my mind. It wasn't like I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I saw him. I talked to him. I knew what he had left. What I wanted was somebody that I felt could really handle our pitchers and could relate to the players. And I knew Tony could do it, to which Tim Anderson confirmed Thursday, calling La Russa, he's a great guy. I'm just pleased with the way he handled everything and the way he's just come in, and he's part of our family. Tim Anderson.
I like the part in something that we have not talked about Tony being able to work with the pitching staff. Now, Katz is a young pitching coach, but I think working hand-in-hand, that really works out well. He knows how to handle the bullpen. Now, here's something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago we got to bring out again, and that is Tony saw, like, yes, we're going to win the division at some point, but I'm going to try to rest my starters so make sure that they're strong in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Now, usually you just want your starters to barrel through, go as far as they can, watch the pitch count. But you saw a number of the starters for the Sox go just 5 innings, no matter what the pitch count was, get them out of there, 4 innings. And it just seemed unconventional, right? Like, hey, let those horses go, man. Lynn wants to be out there for 6-7 innings if he can. But that's not where we are today. He wanted to make sure those arms are quality and strong for the postseason, and I like that.
Let's go to the phones, 312-332-3776. I guess they're out there. Every line is lit.
What do you mean they? Do you mean the White Sox fans?
Yes.
Don't refer to us as they. You mean we, Hood. You mean we. Me and Hoodie Sox fans unite.
Let's go to Lori.
Wait a minute.
Lori's first. She's in Oak Brook. Lori, what's up?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am so happy.
You're fired up?
I was in Detroit in 2005.
Yes.
When they clinched the division in Detroit.
Right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I was at the blackout game in 2008.
So was I. A little John Danks action there.
And I was so upset that I couldn't be in Cleveland yesterday, but... Amazing season so far. I just hope they have enough gas in the tank to go all the way.
Absolutely.
And you guys have been cracking me up this morning. I had the radio on last night on my way home from work listening to the game, and so was still on my radio this morning when I got in the car. I'm on my way to work. And normally I wouldn't listen because, you know,
why?
It's a work thing. I need to.
Oh.
Well, because I listen to my music and I sing. But, I tell you, I'm so glad that I kept my radio on this morning.
And now you're going to be a regular, right?
Oh, you betcha.
All right.
Every morning.
Lori, you're
every
awesome.
Morning.
We are awesome.
And you can sing while we talk.
No, you don't want to hear me sing.
Hey, you have a great day at work, okay?
You too, guys. Man. I love you.
We appreciate you. Thank you. There you go. How about that novel concept?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
How about
that's how it's supposed to work, kid.
Danny was
on the
phone.
You looked at me and smiled.
Yes. She said that she was listening to the game, the second game of the doubleheader last night, and it stayed on ESPN 1000 when she got into the car this morning. And so she decided to keep it on.
No,
she
said, I suggested that once, and I was told I was the dumbest man in the room.
He was. Danny said that in the meeting to Mike, and Mike's like, it's kind of old
school. Where did you learn that?
We need to program you.
We know. Mike's comment was, we need to deprogram you and train you the right way.
How about that, Mike?
Take that, Mike Thomas.
He listened to the Sox game, got in the car. It was still on ESPN 1000.
I'll hear this for a minute. Because I don't normally listen. I listen to music. Now you got me.
Now to take you deep inside our meeting, what's going to happen is after the show, we're going to go up, and somehow Mike's going to remember it as Cap said that, and Cap was right. Because in our meetings, everything that Cap does is perfect.
Danny, why'd you make Cap say that? Hi. Hi. that's what's going to happen. You just wait.
Oh,
door closed.
That was so good.
So good. So, you guys. Huh? Why'd you make Cap say that? Danny?
Hi. Love it.
That's what's going
to
happen.
All right. We'll get to more of your calls. Peter in Miami, Tom, Mike, Silver, Larry, John, Mike. We're going to chop it up with you. 312-332-3776.
Sox are in the playoffs, baby. Here we come.
Let's go. Let's get it on. This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Sights of the city are out and about, headed to work. And everybody's excited if they're Sox fans because they are going to the playoffs as a division champ. That leads us back to the phones.
Yes,
Caitlin
sir.
In Norwood Park. Hey, Caitlin.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
So I got the same story as that last lady. I listened to the Sox game and then, I keep on ESPN 1000 and I started listening to you guys. So it's been very pleasant driving to work these days. We're really excited about the Sox game.
So hold
That's
on
awesome.
A second. So Caitlin, you're listening to the game last night and you shut the car off. The radio's still on ESPN 1000. You get in the car in the morning. You're like, let me hear what these two dudes are talking about, right?
Well, yeah, but this started like months ago. I haven't changed my radio station in months.
You are the greatest, Caitlin. We love you.
That's great. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Of course. Thank you guys for keeping me company.
You got it. Don't be a stranger. Call in again, okay?
Okay. Yeah, well, I always try and win the Sox tickets at 7:45, and I never do.
But keep trying. We'll have opportunities. You have a great day. Okay. Enjoy the playoff run, okay?
All right. Go Sox. Thank you.
Thanks. Right. See ya. How about that, Mike?
Hi.
Long meeting today. Door closed.
Hey.
I'm in big trouble.
I got a manicure at 11:30.
Let's throw some fuel on the fire. Our good friend Vicky McHenry tweets in, so true. I was listening to a game on the radio a couple of weeks ago. The next day I got into my car, caught a great segment. It does happen.
How about that? Take that.
Hi.
There you go.
He won't be happy.
No.
His theory's out the window.
Exactly.
Actually, people do listen to the White Sox game, go into their garage afterwards, go in their driveway, get themselves a cup of coffee, get ready for work. Bam! Still on ESPN 1000 the next morning. Take that.
Hey, all I'm telling you is maybe they've got a PD boot camp.
Back to the phone lines we go. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty good.
Hood and company is going to be great on Monday.
Out. Hi, back to GN. Hi.
Zero shot. We'll go into the meeting and Mike will say, Danny, why did you say that?
Back to GN. Hi.
Take that. Anyway, 312-332-3776. Man, we're having fun. Peter in Miami is up. Hey, Pete, what's up, Sparkles?
Doing great, guys. How are you today?
We're all good. Everybody's fired up. We got a playoff team on this station.
Yes, even for myself, that's not the biggest baseball fan, but this team is really fun to watch, and I wish them the best. They're really, really fun. But most importantly, I called to you to congratulate you, Cap, for what you did yesterday, especially that video that was posted on Twitter with the little boys and girls with their smiles on their face. That was the most priceless thing I've seen in a long time. A smile on a kid's face is there's no words for that, man. And I got really emotional last night when I was reading to my kids before their bedtime. And knowing that a lot of parents are going to be doing the same with your help is very important, man.
Peter, you're the greatest, man. We really, really appreciate you. And you and I become friendly, and you're a stud. We appreciate it.
One more thing, and just let's unite and just let's go put everything behind us, rally behind the team, rally behind Justin Fields, and let's go beat the Browns now, man.
Absolutely.
Let's get it on.
That's the hope, Peter.
Peter, have a great weekend, okay, man?
You too, guys. Take care.
Appreciate you. There you go. That's our guy, Peter. More of your calls. We got Tom and Carrington and all these others. So we'll get to all of them, plus shot or no shot. That is coming up in 2 minutes. And watch us on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv. Sponsored by Pinehurst Resort. Take that.